Welcome. Today we have Lieutenant Simon Wolfson with the Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Office in good old Louisiana. Simon, welcome. Lieutenant Wolfson, I should say. I'll address you properly, sir. Simon, I've been down there quite a few times, twice a year, in fact, teaching classes and everything else. So tell us a little about you, your training background, what you're doing for the Sheriff's Office now, and what the future looks like for you.
Well, I've been at Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Office for almost 18 years now. I started in corrections, originally from Michigan. So when I came down here, I didn't know anybody. And I got into law enforcement. Worked under the corrections umbrella for a few years. Had the opportunity to go through our police academy that we host here at the Sheriff's Office. And from there, I got on the enforcement side through our contract services and eventually made it to our patrol division. After a few years working on our patrol division on a shift, I had the opportunity to become a shift trainer. I got certified in field training. And man, that was, I've been part of FTO for 10, 11 years now. And currently, like you said, I hold the position of lieutenant. I'm over our field training evaluation program for both our patrol enforcement side and corrections security shift side. So I have a lot of people underneath me at any given time. Oh yeah. But it's like I tell everybody, you know, I'm the lieutenant. I got two really awesome, strong sergeants. They take the brunt of it. I'm there for those hard questions and answers and, you know, my experience and everything. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, PATC is a big presence down there at Lafayette Parish. I know we certainly appreciate that. I love coming down there. So
yeah, we love having all y'all. I haven't had a bad experience with the company yet. So
what all trainings besides the FTO certification and supervising and managing the FTO unit have you had down there for PATC?
I know we've, and I talked to Lieutenant Wooters on, you know, earlier today, cause I couldn't remember everything cause obviously I pay the most attention to anything field training, but right. I know we've hosted the managing the toxic employee maybe.
Yeah.
And then the, man, I know I'm going to butcher the title of it, but it was Miss Jamie that came down and do it. The sexual deviancy class, understanding the mind of a sexual deviant, maybe.
Yeah. Mind behind the, the sexual deviant. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So
yeah, I know there's a few others that have come down there. So
yeah, I'm sure there is. Man, we're always hosting a lot of trainings here. I know Sheriff Garber loves to use this facility to host trainings, and you know, Mike, like you said, you know, you've been down here several times. We love having you.
Yeah, it's awesome facility. Anybody in the Louisiana area, if you have the opportunity to go to a class, whether it's hosted by PATC or some other training company or just by Lafayette Parish, you got the opportunity to go to their facility. You're in for a treat. That thing is gigantic. I think my first class there was 65 people. We had two of the rooms. They can separate them by these these walls. And I had two of the rooms. And I remember when you asked me, you said, "You need a microphone?" I said, "Oh, no, I can be loud enough." We need a microphone the entire week. And we had a good time, real good time.
Yep. 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 You know, it's one of those Southern hospitality things. You know, people have never been, you know, down in the South for anything. It's like I said, I'm originally from Michigan. I moved down here and I was like, man, these people are wild. You know, they're super friendly. They're polite. And we like to have a good time. And it's the same thing here at our training facility. You know, all of our instructors come in. We try to get to know everybody on that personal level.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, last time I was down there, we did gumbo.
Yes. Yes.
That was some good stuff.
And hey, don't forget the crawfish I boiled that one night.
Oh, yeah. That was the time before that. Yeah, we did crawfish boil and then we did gumbo. So, anybody looking for some good food, that's a good place to go as well. So, get out, get rocking and rolling.
Yep. I say all the time, I'm still in Louisiana because it ain't because of those 120 degree days we have. It's the food.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We got the best food in the world down here.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I try to, you know, get my time down there between two seasons, crawfish season and gator season.
And I'm still working on that.
I know this year I got pushed back though. This year I got pushed back to May. So I'm class down there till May. I know there's still gonna be some good food down there, regardless.
Oh, absolutely. That's year round, 365 days a year.
Oh yeah. Yes, sir. So what trainings do you guys have coming up? What's a typical training day look like at Lafayette Parish for your, since you're on the FTO side of things, for your FTOs? What does it look like for you?
Man, right now we currently have five people on our patrol side in NFT right now. Four of them are straight out of corrections that have graduated recently from our police academy. We're getting them, ready to get out there on their own. On the correction side, I think I've got eight
Wow.
that are new hires into our agency. They went through a post level three academy right here at our facility. And we got them working on the floors and showing them the ins and outs.
Right on.
Right now, that's what we're doing. A couple of weeks ago, I know I talked to you about it. We had over a foot of snow down here in South Louisiana, south of I-10, which was wild. I'll probably never see it again down here.
Right.
And that was our second week of our initial phase training for our enforcement guys. So we lost a whole week of classroom stuff, but we're
Oh
on
my
that
gosh.
tight. That tight deadline. So we're like, all right, well, we're going to learn it out on the field,
Oh yeah.
So,
I
but,
imagine even the threat of snow down there shuts everything down.
oh yeah. Yep. So it was nothing for me. Like I said, Michigan, I know what the snow is, my PTSD came back a little bit, but
Yeah, I know. I think I even called you and said, "Hey, welcome back to Michigan."
yes, you
When I
did.
saw the reports of everything down there, so.
But it, and the benefit of it, is, we work hand in hand with all the other agencies in our parish, and a lot of, officers out on the road, they all gathered together. They had snowball fights and were making snow angels, and
Oh yeah.
it was great showing law enforcement as actual people instead of, robotic, law enforcement.
Right,
But
yeah. I think we put the badge on, we put the uniform on, the bat belt with all the tools, everything else, and they think that we're no longer human, but we are,
But yeah, so that's what we got going on right now. Just going day to day, if something happens, man, we try to react to it. We try to learn from it. We had an incident in our correctional center this past weekend. It was very, very unique. And spent the past couple of days looking at it and talking to my sergeant in corrections, Sergeant Gangloff. It's like, what can we do better to get our deputies and our employees ready for a situation like this?
Are you able to talk about that, or is it still under wraps?
Obviously, there's some fresh criminal charges on it.
Right.
Basically, we booked an inmate. He was in the facility for less than 36 hours, and he attacked one of our staff members in the jail.
Oh, okay.
The deputy did a phenomenal job, and it was a peaceful conclusion. Nobody got seriously injured. Probably some bumps and bruises and scratches and whatnot. But
Right.
our deputy's really good. I think they did very well in how they handled it. And but being part of training in FTO, we can dissect anything.
Right.
Let's learn from everything we can. And
Yep.
how can we be better? How can we better prepare the people that are going to replace us, hopefully in the future? So,
Absolutely. Yeah, let's set this up as a scenario, right? Let's run this scenario over and over and over again with different people and see different outcomes or whatever, see where it goes. What's the best outcome? What can we put in place for training? What can we put in place for policy, in handling these situations?
And
100%.
I've had a couple ideas about it. And the big thing is I hate armchair quarterbacking or Monday morning quarterbacking, but sometimes we have
Right.
to learn.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so we go through a lot of videos over here, both in-house, and we know the wonders of YouTube now. There's every scenario out there on one of the content creator channels.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's one of the big things we go over in classes. I'm real big on scenarios, real big on case law. And when we run scenarios, I mean, everybody's running a scenario of their own, and we're gonna rock and roll, because I mean, to me, that's better than a written test. Written test, they
Absolutely.
can be somebody that can, fly through a written test, and because they're real good at listening, real good at taking notes, and real good at doing that report, getting all that information in there and paying attention. And then once we get to, hang on a second, my dog's barking. Party it. Knock it off. Yeah. Uncut, right? Yep. There we go.
Dogs are always doing something crazy.
Yeah, oh, yes, sir. But we get the... Well, I can take them into a scenario situation. Then I know that they can, you know, set up a scenario one. Two, they can look at their trainee and see if there's anything, any mistakes, you know?
Yes.
Safety hazard, looking for liability, ethical issues, anything like that. The three big, you know, they're going to cause issues and liability and everything else. So they can mitigate that liability prior to it happening for the department themselves.
Yeah. So. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Mike, I talked earlier about, you know, our initial phase training, and in the past it was very classroom heavy. You know, death by PowerPoint, and one of my full-time FTOs on the enforcement side, he came up with an idea. He's like, you know, Sarge, Lieutenant, like, I understand the PowerPoint, you know, the classroom stuff, we need to do it. But for example, let's have a person's day, you know, where we go over a person's crimes in the classroom setting and how to properly do it. And then let's set up a person's scenario. And, you know, run the trainees through it, and they go in with, you know, an FTO, and they work through it. And we're already seeing results from it. And the people, the guys love it. There's more hands-on learning. We work really good with our patrol shifts. And they've said, man, we can see these last couple batches y'all done, they're a little bit more advanced than the ones in the past. Right. So it's just every day, you know, something comes up, we round table it. And, you know, make
which
a decision.
Which one of my knuckleheads came up with that?
Man, that was Corporal Justin Broussard. I'm going to give him a shout out. He was a fantastic idea, and he headed it up and did phenomenal.
Yeah. So we talk about things like that in class, you know, what's going to better serve the department, what's going to better serve the community. You know, how can you better train these people, the folks coming in, to do the job properly and do it better, you know?
Absolutely. And safely, you know, and that's the big thing. And, you know, and it goes back, you know, again, to the core of leadership is, I know I'm a lieutenant, but I don't know it all. I'm always open to suggestions. I love picking other people's brains, you know, even the people that work for me, because they might have a great idea. It may not be 100%, but it's the old saying, two minds are better than one.
Oh, yeah.
And we let these ideas snowball into something that's really, really good.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and having that open mind, that open concept, you know, of, hey, I don't have all the answers.
Yes.
But together we can come up with all the answers.
Absolutely.
That's leadership at its pinnacle, you know. I'm not gonna micromanage you. I'm not gonna tell you, you know, this is the way it's gotta be done, this is the way we're gonna do it, period. It's what ideas can we come up with to better, you know, train these people to be safer, to be better, you know, officers, that kind of stuff. And that goes back to reducing liability and everything else too.
Absolutely. You know, that's what it's about, you know, going home safely. I want my people to go home every day, you know, to see their families, their children, their spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, you know, and we know in law enforcement, we're going to have some pretty crappy days. We know we're going to be dealing with something we didn't want to see, but that's part of our job. So we try to make it the best.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and I think I might've called you a couple of years ago about this. My previous captain, Captain Brown, came to us with an idea about burnout, because we know in law enforcement, burnout's huge.
Yep.
He came sit with us and he's like, look, Simon, I want to pitch to you. Let me know what y'all think. And he proposed for my full-time FTOs, not so much a term limit, but let's start evaluating them at the 3-year mark. Like I said, I've been a part of FTO for approximately 10 years. 5 to 6 of it was out on the street. I literally had somebody in my car almost every day I worked. And
yeah, that's a burnout.
You know, so I know burnout firsthand. So he's like, what do you think about putting a 3-year limit on it? He said, coming up the 3-year mark, we'll sit them down, how they feeling, if they're still, you know, rocking and rolling, they're still, you know, up to the standard, what we expect here, man, we'll keep them here. But if we start seeing that dropping off, let's try to get them where they want to go.
Right.
And we're seeing some good things from it. You know, before, and I don't want to say FTO is always, man, I want to go there because, it's a quote unquote easy gig because it's not, but we do have a lot of perks over here because our mission is to train. So, but we're seeing them at that year and a half, 2 year mark. They're like, man, I want to prepare myself for my next step. What do I need to do? This is where I want to go, whether it's, getting promoted to a staff sergeant, going to our criminal investigation division or whatever. On my correction side, a lot of them want to get into enforcement umbrella, but they're not quite ready to go to the road. Not that they're not capable. They just like, man, I don't know if I want to do patrol right now. I'm starting a family. So that we bring a lot of them into our school resource division. And I get them over there. So Captain Brown had a phenomenal idea on that. And at first they're like, oh man, you're trying to get rid of us. No, that's not the point of it. The point of it is because we care about you. We don't want you to get burned out because burnout's a bad thing. Because if we're not training to the level we need to, that's when the liability starts coming in.
Right. And now that they're still a certified FTO, they go over to, a different division, whatever it may be, school resource or whatever, they can still FTO over there. They're just not part of the FTO, the full-time FTO crew.
Absolutely.
So,
Absolutely.
you
So,
got to keep that in mind.
And like I said, we've been fortunate here at the Lafayette Parish. Our enforcement FTO side, it's been established for 15 to 20 years. It's very common when they start looking at promotions for the staff sergeant, a road sergeant, is they look to see who's an FTO. Not just full time, but the shift guys too, because we know as an FTO, you're more or less a first line supervisor. You're supervising one on one in a car daily instead of, four, five, six guy squad underneath you.
That can be
And
the
one of
most
my,
difficult supervision task there is, so.
oh, absolutely. And one of my goals when I came, when I got promoted to lieutenant over our field training was I want to get corrections to that level. Because our corrections program under the training umbrella is only about 6 to 7 years old. So we got some catching up to do and we've made some leaps and bounds. And again,
Are
I
y'all
give a
still
lot of them
doing just the
credit.
two phases?
No. Both corrections and enforcement, we run a four phase. Enforcement, we're doing 16 shifts per phase, so approximately a month, and corrections is seven. Oh, so it's about a 2 week phase. So it's about half the time to come through corrections, but before we cut them loose, we make sure that they're ready to start working them floors. And like I said, I give a lot of credit to my sergeants. They're top notch.
I know a couple of your sergeants. Just a few. Know some that's been promoted to sergeant since I started coming there. So
Absolutely.
anybody that I've seen go into sergeant, I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes perfect sense. When I first came there, you were sergeant. And then you got the butter bars, so.
I got my butter bars. So, hopefully, God willing, eventually some railroad tracks, but I'm not in a rush for it. I still got a lot to learn.
Oh yeah, you got time. So,
Yeah, I got a lot of time.
what's the retirement time in Louisiana?
So, through the Sheriff's Association, I'm grandfathered in the old system as 30 years. So, at 30 years service, I can retire with 100% of my top 3 years. And now, man, and I don't want to quote it because, like I said, I know the old system, but I think the new system, it's a little bit more time. But I don't know. I don't know. If anything, it might be 33 years where they get 100%. But at 30 years, they're at like 96, 97%.
That's still a lot, though.
So the Louisiana Sheriff's Association does take care of us pretty good. So we've got a good retirement system. It's all written in the constitutional law and everything in the state of Louisiana.
On. So besides us coming down there and that kind of stuff, what kind of classes have you taken from PATC?
I know when I came over here just over 4 years ago, I did the managing the FTO, and that was before you took it over. That was Steve Kellums. And I've taken Miss Jamie's class. Well, kind of pseudo. I was in and out the classroom, just like when you're down here, I'm always in and out.
Right.
You know, every year, Lieutenant Matthews, Miss Karen, she'll come hit us up, be like, "Hey, what classes y'all want to see?" And you know, I go to PAT's website. Sometimes we get fortunate and we can fit them in. Sometimes we can't, but we're always looking, always
Yeah.
looking.
Yeah,
So.
there's some new ones that are going to be coming about, I'm pretty sure. Just from different connections and that kind of stuff. And hopefully we can get those ones out there and get rock and roll with those, that kind of stuff. I know y'all
Absolutely.
do the I know you guys have your own active shooter instructors and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But one of the ones that I do with the response to active shooter and terrorism is a 2-day class. And it's
Okay.
nothing but the investigation going up to that
Gotcha.
point where somebody becomes an active shooter. It's before they're an active shooter. Learning,
Yep.
you know, the techniques that terrorists are using to recruit young people, what young people are, you know, the signs to look out for, you know, those active shooter moments or those active
Yeah.
shooter people, you know, basically the investigation before the big investigation,
Yeah.
before
You
damage.
said that's coming this year or
It's
in the near future?
already out there. So it's
Okay.
already on the website. Yeah, if you guys want to schedule that one out there, right
Yeah.
on.
Yep. Yeah, I'll look at it and see if we can't pitch it.
Yeah.
So.
Do that one and supervising and managing back to back, and I'm there for an entire week.
And we can do
Do
FTO at the same weeks. Now we got 3 weeks.
well, it'd be so
Oh,
if
yeah,
we did
two and a half.
so, yeah, it'd be so 2 days, 2 full days for the active shooter, then 3 days for the supervising
Oh,
managing,
yeah.
and then
Yeah,
the
so
FTO.
2 weeks.
And then
Yep.
FTO is a full week, so
See,
you
you
can have
just
me
look
for
at it,
2 weeks
come
again.
down more. You looking just to, Mike, just move this way. You know you want
Oh, well, I know
to.
y'all been trying to get me down there for a long time. I don't necessarily know that I'm gonna be moving to Louisiana. Maybe more like Florida, but it's only a 6-hour drive, so
Yeah, that is true.
I'm still in the realm of where the good food is, so I can make a
It ain't
6-hour trip
that.
and get good food.
It's not that far.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I look forward to coming down there. I mean, it's one of the best places I get to go. I think not last year, but year before, I was in Louisiana 8 times. Two at your place. See DeSoto, Ascension Parish, Gretna. Shoot, where else? All over the place.
But correct me if I'm wrong though, Mike. You get to go to DeSoto Parish because you met him here, right?
Correct.
So it started in Lafayette Parish. I just
It
want to
did.
throw
It did.
that out
Yeah. So I started in Lafayette Parish.
there.
Ascension Parish, that was actually the first class I ever taught for PATC, was Ascension Parish. And then when they told me Lafayette Parish, I was like, well, where is that? You know, I started looking on a map, everything else. I was like, oh, okay, that's easy. And first time I ever flew out there, I flew into New Orleans and drove, and I was like, this is for the, no, it ain't for me. It's for the birds, you know. So I started flying into Lafayette.
It just flies straight in.
Yeah.
Smaller airport, you know, not as many flights, but it's a lot easier to get in and out, that's for sure.
Yeah. You know, if you drive 2.5 hours and into the dirty city of New Orleans, so yeah.
I like
I
New
say,
Orleans. I'm glad I visited, and I'm good with that.
Yeah, I
So.
visited once. So yeah, I'm good with everything else.
I'm glad I had the New Orleans experience, you know, go hit the French Quarter. You know, it was really cool to see the history and everything, but I'm good. I'm
Yeah, so I
good.
was teaching in Gretna
Oh,
and went right across the river from New Orleans. And I was like, hey, I want to go down to the French Quarter. You know, never been down there, anything like that. And some of the guys in class are like, you got shoes with you? You want to throw away? I was like, no. They said, well, you don't want to go down there, because if you go down there, you're going to throw those shoes away, because there's nothing but puke, piss, and poop and other bodily fluids on the ground. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. We can drive past it. How about that? We'll drive past it and I'll look.
You
So
know,
that's what happened.
like you said earlier, New Orleans about to be busy for the next month, couple months. You know, we got the Super
Oh
Bowl
yeah.
here this weekend. And then
Mardi
Mardi
Gras.
Gras right under, right after. So,
Yeah.
yeah, they about to be busy.
Any of your TAC guys going down there for the Super Bowl? For
Not that
Overwatch or
I'm
anything like
aware
that?
of. Not for the Super Bowl. I know New Orleans Police Department did reach out to the Sheriff's Association and asking for, some numbers to come help out with the Mardi Gras parades and everything. And I know we have a couple dozen of our sheriff's deputies are going to go down there and assist.
Okay,
But
probably mobile field force guys.
no. They opened it up as an ODS, an off-duty security,
Okay.
They're going to get the per diem and hotel, for
Nice.
however many nights they want to spend. So, New Orleans is definitely making it enticing, for us to go down there and work it. But man, that's for them young kids. I'm too old for that.
Right. Go down there and just snatch people and snatch their souls.
Yeah, too many people. I mean, I don't mind crowds, but not of that size. So,
Right. Yeah, I'm good.
yeah, me too, definitely.
That's
So,
a young man's game now. I'm too old for that. And if I get in there and I don't heal as quick as I used to, so I don't fight the same way I used
yeah,
to.
you right there. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, Mike, we love having y'all down here. Like I said, we've had really, positive experience, with PATC, you, Miss Jamie. That's been my encounters, and hopefully in the future we see more and more. So.
Yeah. I just keep on getting on the site, and anybody out there that wants to get on the site and look it up, it's patceducation.com. Now you go there, you can look up all the different trainings. There's online trainings, webinars, that kind of stuff, and then there's in-person stuff. The in-person stuff is it's a lot better, I think, than being on the webinars or whatever else, because you actually get physical, it's not just a you get to sit there and listen to somebody talk. You can ask questions and it's interactive and everything else. So it's a good thing, good time, for
Yeah,
sure.
in the in-person class, I'm gonna agree with you, Mike. It's so much better because, like and most officers do know, is a lot of our job is networking, and local networking is great, especially for crime trends and everything else. But getting outside of our typical area, I've had the opportunity to meet people from all over the state, Texas, Mississippi, Arkansas. We've had people from Alabama and Georgia come here. It's that networking thing, and it's huge. In person's the way to go, and the only thing you have open to you is webinar. I've been through several, for throughout my career.
There's some stuff that's not taught in person. It's all webinar or it's all computer based, anything like that. And you have to go through those things. But the more you train, the better you sharpen your mind, you sharpen your tools, and basically sharpening the spear, you know what I mean? For sure.
But
So what's the future look like for Lafayette Parish and Lieutenant Simon Wolfson? What do you got going on?
well, our agency continues to grow. When Sheriff Garber took over in 2016, he made a pretty bold statement that he wants the Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Office to be the premier law enforcement agency of this region. And he's doing it. We're highly respected. We're very professional. We do a lot of stuff in-house. I was talking about the police academy. We do host that. It is ours. And not self-proclaimed, it's one of the best ones in the state of Louisiana. We have people from all over want to attend. We have great trainers here, very knowledgeable, very professional. And it doesn't stop there. You've talked to Lieutenant Falcon, our SWAT team. They're doing great things. Our narcotics division's doing great things, and in FTO, I keep trying to grow. Every year I'm like, hey Cap, can we get two more full-timers on each side? Because I want more people, because the more people I have available to train is the more we can train at one time, so we can stay fully staffed. As far as me, I don't know what my next step is. I love what I do. Still learning every day, and when an opportunity arises, we'll see if it's for me.
There you go. Heck yeah. So for the listeners, some folks don't understand, because a lot of agencies are, if you're an FTO, you're an FTO. There's no full time, there's no part time, anything like that. So for the folks listening, explain the difference between the full time FTOs and the FTOs that are just certified.
So the way we do it here at Lafayette Parish is our field training division, our section falls under our training division. So I'm assigned four full-time FTOs in both enforcement and corrections, and they're assigned to training. So I said earlier, our primary goal is to train. But to train, we've got to be out there on the street or inside the jail. And you made a good point. A lot of agencies, they're part of a shift. You hire somebody, they go through the academy. Okay, you're probably going to this shift here. These are the trainers, report to that lieutenant Monday morning. Where that's not how we operate. They come to training under our umbrella, and we focus on that. We assist patrol and the security shifts in the jail every day. The benefit is, if we have somebody that's in training out on the road and they're having issues with geography, they just can't, get their north, south, east, west. They get lost a lot. We can get with the shift lieutenants and be like, hey, look, they're struggling with geography. We want to focus on that. Can we not dispatch them to every call? Let them focus on that, and they'll jump calls if they need. Obviously, if something, a critical incident, big in progress stuff, man, they're going. But we really need to focus on these one or two little areas, and we have that flexibility, and the same thing in our correction side. Have a 5-floor facility, and every floor is different. They're all run different. Our first floor, it's got a lot of different things going on, whereas our fourth floor is our maximum security general population floor, and it's night and day difference. So the way we train is we can utilize that. The sheriff allows us to do that, and everybody knows we play good with everybody. We're there to help you first and foremost. But man, if we got to train, we got to train. So, but it's keeping those good or relationships with all the other shifts and supervisors and whatnot. So that's how we operate here.
Right on. Y'all have several different divisions. I remember that first
Yes.
class I had, I think I had at least two people, if not three people, from each different division.
Yes.
That class of
Yeah.
65, I think I had records in there. I had
Yep.
APHIS in there,
Yep.
dispatch,
Yep.
investigations, child crimes investigations, SWAT,
Yep.
patrol,
Corrections.
jail. Yeah,
Yep.
goodness, I had. Yeah, you guys have like what, eight different divisions at least?
Well, we have at any given time, and I'm gonna approximate 850 employees. Of those 850, there's around 400 sworn. So we've got a lot of people working here. So, but yeah, we go everything from corrections. We do have civilian positions. We have a civil, we obviously take care of the courthouse and the bailiffs. We've got a lot of different opportunity here.
Right on. Yeah, so if you guys are in Louisiana or outside Louisiana looking for someplace else to go and something else to do, you'd be amiss if you didn't go to at least look at Lafayette Parish. You got all kinds of different stuff down there, different divisions, different aspects of the job that you can go into. SWAT's full time. They have search and rescue there. They have you guys have EOD as well, correct? The explosive ordnance disposal. Or is that just through the
No.
SWAT? Okay.
That's all going to be Louisiana State Police takes care of that. But no, SWAT, our SWAT guys did get certified in explosives, but as far as,
For breaching
the
purposes,
removing, yeah, but the removal and stuff, state police are going to come in for all that.
And I just so many different things. You guys have motorcycles too, right?
Yes, we do have motors.
That's where it's at. I love motors. Motors and SWAT were my thing, man. That and I worked narcotics for a little while, but I love being on a bike and loved running the tac op. So,
And there's been a lot of talk, especially as of late, doing horses mounted.
oh,
So,
they're gonna
I'm
get
not
you
getting on a
Clydesdale?
horse. No,
Get you a Clydesdale. You're tall enough for a Clydesdale.
Man, I think it would have to be bigger than a Clydesdale for me to get on it. But I think it would be cool if we did, but I don't know if it's in the cards. We'll see. But if
If they
not,
do that, I mean, it's going to help your field force, your mobile field force operations. You
absolutely,
get horses
absolutely.
in there, the horses push people out the way. And a
Yes,
lot
they
of people are
do.
scared of horses.
Seen that firsthand.
Yeah.
So,
That'd be cool. That'd be real cool. I wonder who would, the pun is for real, take the reins on
I have a couple
that
ideas. I have a couple ideas because one of them's chomping at the bit. So,
one. Really? One that I know?
Maybe.
Okay.
But because I know he's already pitched it to the sheriff once, so we'll see. We'll see.
You guys have drone operations now too, don't you?
Yes. Yep. All four of our patrol shifts have a drone on it. If not two, they have access to more if needed. Within normal response time, we can get a drone in the air. And we have several at the office, a lot of people that, don't work the road that are part of search and rescue have drones available to them. It's another great tool. They're looking at, apparently there's some new FAA rule that they can go outside of line of sight with drones. I don't know. I don't play with drones. It's too expensive for me to crash, but
So
sheriff's looking at that.
there's a guy that works for, he was actually in my class for FTO. He's from Bossier Parish, and he teaches for PATC. He teaches the drone stuff. So
Okay.
maybe another class you look at bringing down there
Yeah.
helps everybody get
Send
certified.
Juliet that information.
Okay.
Yeah, because she's right up there in search and rescue, so
Yep. Yeah, he
they're
helps get
always looking for
certified.
something.
He does the training for him, all that stuff. Very, very knowledgeable guy. Looks like Liam
That's the right guy. He's gonna find them.
Yeah, you know me. You know my humor and whatever else. And he was up there giving a talk about his drones and that kind of stuff in the class. And I was sitting there looking at him. I was like, man, this guy. He looks like some. I was like, "Oh, I got it." So I pulled a picture of Liam Neeson and put it on the projector behind him, and everybody's like, "Yep." And he turned around, and looked, and goes, "Really?"
Yes, really.
Oh
Yep, absolutely.
yeah. I'm gonna
Absolutely.
find that connection. Yeah, I'm gonna find that connection. We have a great time in class. Everybody has a great time in class. We have a good
Absolutely.
time joking and talking because if you ain't gonna have that, it's gonna be boring and nobody's gonna learn nothing. So.
And I tell a lot of people, come through. I was like, because anytime somebody comes through our little area here at the training center, they're like, man, you guys are always cutting up and having fun and laughing. I was like, man, we got the best section in this whole agency, and of course that's a biased statement because, I'm in that section, but we do, man. We all get along. We work well together and we come to work, we have fun, but man, we get the job done. My guys and girls, man, they hustle every day.
Oh yeah,
So,
absolutely. That's what I was telling my wife when she came down with me last time. I said, if I ever went back into law enforcement and I wanted to just do training, I said, I'd probably come here and Simon would be like, nope, he's mine. He's coming over here.
I call dibs.
Yeah. I figured Carrie'd be like, no, he's gonna fight you for it. So
I don't know. I don't think I can take Lieutenant Falcon. He's
yeah,
kind of
well,
squirrely.
yeah, he's got a little spider monkey in him, so.
Now, if we can handpick our own people, for that little brawl, I already know who I'm taking first. So, well, two guys.
Trying to think
So,
of who it might be. I know a couple of guys that like the mats quite a bit that you might be picking.
Yes. We this year for in service, we actually the sheriff he approved us to do we're calling it Code 4 Concepts. And Sergeant Josh Artigue, he works for us now. He's a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and obviously we know in law enforcement jiu-jitsu is becoming very valuable and
Absolutely.
with the holds and everything. So we have him in-house and we've started teaching on a bigger scale, this. And I've been in the room, I've been watching it, because Mike, you know how big I am. I'm 6'6", 300 pounds, and rolling around on a mat is not my thing.
Right.
And I like it. I do. It's interesting. It's got some really, really good tools for our toolboxes. So again, that's another perk here, you know, at the sheriff's office. You know, we have our own in-house, you know, now I call him our soccer mom ninja, you know, because he's got a little, you know, hatchback, you know, hybrid car. And, but he's number one I'm picking on my team.
Yeah. Watch somebody make fun of him. See what happens to him.
Yes.
They'll be rolled up into a pretzel and beat into a pile. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. Either that or they'll be tapping. They're gonna tap out. But yeah, it's great having them over here. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just had a conversation with some folks from Gretna about Josh, and it was like they're like, oh yeah, we know a guy up there. His name's Josh, and I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I said he's a badass. he's straight up.
Yep.
But, now the other guy that y'all just brought over from Doosan. That was in my last class.
Yes. Brett Sturm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. He's the same way. So.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to fight him.
Yeah.
So, but he was actually here last week rolling around on the mats with him. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yep.
Well, y'all are doing some amazing things down there. One of the coolest things that I got to see that I'd never seen in any other department was your real-time crime center.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. Yes. And it continues to grow. Yeah. We've been able to solve so many different cases, everything from a theft of a bicycle to homicides, you know, the guys and girls that work in there, they love it. And it's not just because it's a temperature controlled room is, you know, they understand law enforcement. They know what to look for and they love digging, you know, and they just start digging through cameras and man, all of a sudden, boom, you know, like, wow, we have a suspect for this. And there was no witnesses, you know, but we've been able to solve many, many, many crimes because of that. Yeah. So
mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's an amazing thing. You took me over and showed it to me. I was like, holy crap. I had TVs everywhere.
Yes.
And not one of them had golf on it.
No. Nope.
Not one of them had football, basketball, nothing like that. It was all, it was like watching.
All cameras.
Yeah. It was like watching cops or live PD or whatever in real time mm-hmm. and rocking mm-hmm. and rolling.
You see, she's like, oh, no, yeah. He's recording. Let me get out.
Yeah. Right. No big deal. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You need a little sign on your door, on air or something, you know, a little halogen light.
Yeah, nah. I'm just sitting here talking away. That's why it's uncut, you know. Mm-hmm, we talk and mm-hmm. we say stuff and whatever happens, happens. So
absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, our real time keeps growing and growing and growing. So,
yeah,
you know, and
you
it's.
You guys still have that private citizen that has all his cameras everywhere?
Yeah, and he runs it through his company, and I can't remember the name of his company, but you know, he's kind of the one that got it rolling, and he's been very helpful for us, and it's a good
huge.
Thing. I
mean, it's huge support from the community, you know, having that aspect of it, and then I know a lot of the community down there loves law enforcement, loves you know. Helping mm-hmm. out wherever they can. There's, of course, always that element that's in any community that doesn't, you know, have any respect for law enforcement or citizens of the area. They think about themselves and themselves only. That's where you get the criminal element from. So,
yep. But, just this past week, we had a guy that we arrested. He started in the Lake Charles area, which is roughly an hour and 15 hour and 20 minutes west of us. And he started a crime spree and was doing armed robberies and burglaries and thefts between Lake Charles and here. And when he made it into our area, he actually committed a violent felony, an aggravated felony. And I think Real Time Crime Center played an instrumental role of saying, hey, he's right here. You know, here's the vehicle he's in. We have it on camera. And we were able to push in and place him under arrest. So
nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember when I was there, I don't remember which time it was, but you guys had a guy that was going from location. He started in Lafayette and then pushed out to the county, I think Doosan area, whatever else. It was killing people.
Yes.
And he was making his way down the road, down I-10.
Yep. So we were able to stop that violent action. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's when I was there. I was like, oh, somebody give me a vest and a gun. Let's go hunt. Let's go play.
See, you just can't retire. It's
I
in
know.
our
I got.
blood. We never want to stop.
I might have to start bringing my stuff with me, man.
Well, it started this last time, you brought mama and, the golf clubs and everything. And next time it'll
Right.
be a little bit more and a little bit more.
Oh,
And pretty
yeah.
soon you're going to be looking at real estate here.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We looked a little bit, and some of the places we were looking, bougie.
Oh, there are some bougie areas. Yeah.
Down there by Top Golf area. I forget
Oh,
the name of that
yeah.
area.
Yeah.
But
Yep. It's getting
down.
down towards the Youngsville area. Yep.
Yes. Youngsville area. The, shoot, what's that real nice area? I can't think of it.
River Ranch.
Yes, that's it. River Ranch.
Yes. Yes.
We were driving around down there, and I was like, I have a 2021 2021 Chevrolet pickup truck, and I don't fit in here,
Yes. Yes. Yep. That's kind of its own little city within the city sometimes. So,
But they have some nice stuff down there.
Yes.
Well, what's the name of that park?
Oh,
Jesse
what,
loved that
Mon
park.
Moncas Park with all the lights
Moncas
and
Park.
everything?
Yes, Moncas
Yes.
Park.
Yep.
She's spent a lot of time over there. I went over there with her. We went to
Yeah.
the little market they have over there on Saturday.
Yep.
That was
The
a good
farmer's
time.
market. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, Lafayette's got a lot to offer. There's a lot of different things to do here,
In
you know,
fact, I
and
need you
it's
to pick me up some more of that. There's a gumbo mix and a jambalaya mix that is over there. I have to get the name of
would
it. I'll give it to you.
yeah, let me know.
I'll send you a text. I need you to give me some more of that and send it to me. I gotta make some more. I gotta make some more
Yeah.
real food.
Yes. You know, and maybe next time or probably in the fall when you come down, I'll actually teach you how to make a good gumbo.
Okay, that'll work.
So, yeah, now it's an all-day affair.
Oh, I know.
That's what these Cajuns they taught me that being a transplant is when we cook down here, we cook a
It's all day.
lot and it's all day.
Yeah.
So,
When we did the crawfish boil, that was a all day
Yes.
affair.
Yeah. Yep. It goes back to that Southern hospitality. You know, everything we do is a function and invite everybody, you know, neighbors, family, friends, coworkers. Just shoot out that
Those of you
invite,
that are
see who shows
listening,
up.
when I talk about a crawfish boil, it's not a little pot. That is
No.
by no means a little pot. How many we did, what, four 40 sacks?
No,
40 pound
so
sacks
basically,
or
yeah, they're roughly 35, 40 pounds. But my pot's 120 quart. It'll hold 120 quarts of water. You
that's a
know, it'll
lot.
fit 40 pounds of crawfish and get it boiling. So,
Yeah.
and then the feast begins.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And once the feast begins, it's sit there and eat and then kind of slouch down and let the food go to your legs and then get up
Yes.
and try to stumble over and grab you some more and sit
Yep.
down and eat some more. And yeah.
Yep. Very social.
Yeah.
So.
The cooking's all day, but also the eating is all day. You're going to get
Absolutely.
full seven
And
times.
then the next day, especially after crawfish boil, you have all these crawfish tails, so now you got to make your étouffée.
Oh yeah. Yes, sir. It's one of my favorite dishes ever, étouffée. I actually make my
Yes.
own. I know how to make that.
Yes. It's
That's
not that
good.
hard, but it's
Yeah.
definitely good. Definitely
Yeah.
good. So,
Oh yeah. Well, see what I need to do. So my son-in-law, he doesn't eat crawfish, doesn't eat shrimp because he fished with it all his life as a kid, using
Oh,
it bait,
yeah.
that kind of stuff. So
Yep.
he's kind of like, eh, well, that's gross, whatever. But I gotta get him on the crawfish. On a crawfish diet, a crawfish
Yes.
étouffée, all that. So I need to drag him over there. We'll play some golf and then eat some food. I might have lost you, Bubba. There you are.
Oh, yep, there we go.
I
Yep, it
got you
was cutting
back.
in and out for a sec. Yep.
Yeah.
But so yeah. Man, if you've never been to South Louisiana, man, you got to come down during crawfish season. And even most of the restaurants, they know what they're doing. So,
Yeah. And then let's get a plug for the Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Office recruitment. How does somebody, if they want to look into getting hired at Lafayette Parish, what do they need, where do they need to go?
So, if you want to get hired by us, go to our website, www.lafayetteparishsheriff.com, I believe. or just use your search engine, whether it's Google, Bing, Yahoo, to type in Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Office and bring you to our homepage. And on the homepage, there's the hiring section. And fill out that application, send it in, and we'll get the hiring process going. Sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's not, depending on background check, psych, medical, and everything else. So, but no experience needed. Louisiana's a state where we can employ you with just a high school diploma or GED, and you don't have to have that post certification. You can work up to it, and get you out there where you want to go.
Right on. And then somebody's lateral. Do you guys give any kind of incentives, bonuses, anything like that for lateraling over? I know the state put in like a $5,000 thing for, I mean, it's never been through the academy, right?
I don't know if we have any incentives. That's more of, HR's ball of wax. I
Right.
do know that we do offer competitive pay. We do give credit for time of service at other agencies. And you won't start as a day one. You may not get 100%, but you'll get probably, and I don't want to quote a number because I don't know, but
Yeah.
we do give credit for time of service from other agencies.
Okay, right on. So if you're looking at Lafayette Parish, if you're looking at the area, anything like that, Youngsville, Doosan, Karen Crow, Lafayette, what other
Scott.
city? Scott.
Scott. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. So
So
we've got,
that's all in that area.
yeah. Yep. But it's a nice area, and of course I'm going to be biased. Come to Lafayette Parish if you want a job. We are
Oh
the
yeah.
premier agency. Like I said, it's my bias statement, but it's also a true statement.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely. For sure. I've not been to any other agency in that area, but they keep on sending people from other agencies to your location
Absolutely.
to take training. So
Absolutely. So,
that's what it's all about. Everybody get trained up, everybody continue training. Because if you don't, you think you know everything, it's the day that you need to stop in law enforcement.
Yes, absolutely. Got to learn something new every day.
Yep. I still learn to this day. So I continue to be a student, even though I'm not active anymore. I'm still teaching, so I want to know all the new tricks and try to learn the new lingo of these youngins, but that's not happening.
Man, I
Yeah.
can't either. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Especially my kids. I'm like, wait, what did you just say? You're gonna have to explain that one to me.
Oh yeah.
But
Oh yeah, for sure. Yep, especially teenagers.
Yes,
With all their different lingos.
And that's what I do, I mean, we any probably 80 to 85, 90% of anybody that starts here at the sheriff's office in Lafayette comes through me.
Yeah.
I've ranged everywhere from a 3 days after their 18th birthday start with us, all the way to, in their 40s and 50s have to come through me. So I have to deal with every generation. So it's
Oh yeah.
challenging sometimes.
Yeah,
But
absolutely. That's one thing we talk a lot about in class is, training and retaining and hiring and recruiting, anything like that of this new generation. So any insight I can get from that generation in class helps me out tremendously at other places as well as in class. So,
Absolutely. So,
but cool. Well, I'm gonna take us out unless you got anything else you want to talk about, and then
man,
just
Mike,
hang out
man,
for me a second.
I appreciate the invite. Never done one, so I do
Yeah,
greatly appreciate it. So,
absolutely. Hang out for me just a second. I'll get us out. I'll stop the recording, then we can chat a little bit more. All right, this is Mike Heisinger with Lieutenant Wolfson from the Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Office. Do you have any questions, comments? You want to sponsor the podcast? You want to contact Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Office? You can put it on Google, on the interweb somewhere. Just type it in, Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Office, and get in contact with them. Get in contact with Lieutenant Wolfson if you have any questions about their trainings that they put on there. And then if you have any contacts or questions for me with PATC or anything like that, or you want to be on the podcast or have any questions that, as far as that goes, contact behind the badge at PATC.com. That'll go straight to me. I'll respond to you and we'll get rocking and rolling on whatever we can need to get rocking and rolling on. And always stay safe, serve with compassion, and protect with a warrior spirit. Mike Heisinger out.